Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT.
Bandwidth for This Week in YouTube is provided by CashFly at CACHEFLY.com. This is This Week in YouTube, episode 16, recorded July 28th, 2013. Going glass glogging. This episode of This Week in YouTube is brought to you by Ting.com. Ting is a mobile service that makes sense. Save money with Ting, pay for what you use, doesn't require a contract, and offers unlimited devices on one pooled plan. To save $25 off your first Ting device, visit TWIYT.ting.com. That's TWIYT.ting.com. And by ProXBN. ProXBN is a virtual private network that allows you to use the internet the way it should be, anonymous and unfiltered. For 20% off your new account, go to proxbn.com/twit and use offer code TWIYT. Hello and welcome to This Week in YouTube. I'm Chad Johnson, and as always, the wonderful, the delightful, the hilarious Lamar Wilson is with us today.
The one and only Glasshole.
Oh, you look very, like, some people put on glass and they look just the same. Mm-hmm. You look very different. It might be the hat.
It might be the hat, too, yeah. My hair looks like crap, so that's why I'm wearing a hat. Yeah.
Your hair looks like crap?
It can happen to us, trust us.
Okay.
Trust us.
Okay. I'll agree.
It can happen.
Okay.
It can happen. Yep.
Sounds good.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing good. I'm doing really good. This next week, for anyone watching live, for people who are downloading, you guys don't realize, but we are recording this a day early on Sunday, and that is because my parents are in town. My whole family, actually, from Austin, Texas, is in town. I'm originally from Austin, Texas. And so over the week, we're going to go up to Oregon and go camping, and I won't have any internet, and I don't know what I'm going to do. But we're recording this a day early on Sunday to accommodate for that. So far, everything's been great. Parents came into town 2 days ago, so I'm still kind of reeling from that experience.
Are they staying with you?
Say again?
Are they staying with you?
Half of them. That sounds weird.
Okay.
My parents are staying in a cottage, but my brother, my sister and her best friend are staying in my one-bedroom apartment.
Okay. I thought you had a studio. Okay, that's good.
We got just people in the living room, sleeping on the floor, that sort of situation.
Excellent.
Yeah. So if you're tuning in, this is the show that will teach you everything YouTube with tips, tricks, awesome video highlights of, you know, the stuff that's going viral or the stuff that we want to show you. So that is what is going on this week. But, man, you got that glass. How did...
I've been walking down the street and people have been saying it, but in another way.
Oh, yeah. What have they been saying?
Look at that glass.
Look at that glass.
No, but actually, I have not walked down the street with it yet. But, yeah, I...
Are you too worried?
No, I'm building myself up to it because you have to get yourself used to it first.
Right.
And then it disappears. So I got it on Friday. I had my appointment, and it was a very interesting experience. I did a video on it. I took the lovely Sassy Bob with me, who is a very lovely, beautiful YouTuber that helped relax me a little bit.
Yeah.
And so I went to the LA Google headquarters, and I did a little RT video where it's just like, you know, background of music. And so we're both trying on the different glass. There's different colors to try. And I settled on the charcoal because I just didn't really want anything to stand out too much. And it was a...
Wait, you wanted to blend in?
Yes. Okay. Yes. I don't want... Some of these are ugly. I just didn't want...
Yeah. I just have to say, the attendance that they have at the glass place...
Yeah.
That's okay. Moving on. Anyway.
Let's just say it made the experience very pleasant.
Pretty wonderful. That seems great.
And she was lovely. She took her time and explained everything to me. And, you know, when I got the box, you'll see it in this highlight. I just went crazy with this. It was just like a really, really fun experience. And
you should have gotten the red. You should have matched your hat.
No, it wasn't really red. That's the thing. It looks like it,
but
it's like tangerine, and I would have noticed it.
Yeah.
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 And, I got it, and I got it home, and just been using it a little bit at a time, just trying to get to know it a little bit, because you have to get to know it and hold it, and see, that's me unboxing it right there. And I just, I just went crazy. Yeah, there's really patient. So far, so good. There's a lot to do with it, a lot to learn. And I was reading Mike Elgin, who just got his. And, you know, right. Mike Elgin is a friend of Twit, of course.
Yeah.
And he's a Google Plus guy. He wrote an article in Computer World, or at least did he write it or tweet it? No, he did write it, talking about how this can transform vlogging. And then he pinned the term glogging.
Yeah, glogging.
Which seems... I'm not sure I will ever use that.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know about that. Yeah, interesting term, glogging. What's glogging? What is it different than vlogging? Is it because it's glass, or...
I think it's because obviously the GL is because it's glass, but what his point was really was about that first person experience that people would get to see on YouTube that they normally don't get to see. They usually, you're holding a camera and you're moving around like this, and it's not really in your face how you would see things, or it's a standard standalone camera and you're watching it like it's a set. And so I get his point with this. It's like, this can really change how vlogging is done. You could pop up the camera and you can start recording things as you're looking at them. You know, if you want to catch a quick moment or a fight down the street or something like it can be really creative how you can use this. I'm bubbling over with ideas. Obviously there's a couple tech people who are already done the unboxings with glass, and you know, and I'll do just for my audience one or two of those. I don't like unboxing videos, but I'll do a couple of those. But I really want to do is just different perspectives of how I vlog, you know, where, you know, I could be talking at the camera and then suddenly I'm looking over with the glass, you know, just how you edit it in. I don't want to spoil all of my secrets, but it's going to be some good video.
Yeah. Now, do you think that glogging can translate into any sort of point of view video form, or does it have to be glass? Maybe glass is an arbiter of this point of view video.
I see what you're saying.
System.
Where you could put like a
tape a GoPro to your face.
A GoPro or to your head with a helmet.
Right, exactly. Okay. And then now, like, because of glass, because there's this product that's how you can only really use glass to do some sort of update.
Right.
Maybe now there are gloggers. This is the weirdest term ever. Maybe there's gloggers who will what they're known for is their point of view videos. Maybe it's kind of like a let's play where in normal, if you watch the perspective of someone playing a video game, you never actually see their face. It's
right.
Truly kind of in that point of view.
It's the same point of view. You're
right.
Yeah. I don't think this term is going to catch on, but I think there'll definitely be another category of videos. It may just still all come under vlogging, but you're right. Cause gamers, it's that first person perspective. They've been doing that forever.
Right. And you can, if you try to think of it, you can think of a few different ways that this could be implemented. I know you don't like unboxing videos, but that's perfect for an unboxing video style.
Yeah.
Or even reviews or almost anything with a physical product.
Yes. When you get close in and really see from, I mean, you get to hold it like, because I have a laptop that I'm going to do that with, and the person will get to see it as if they're holding it.
Right.
As if it's in front of them and they get to see all the nuances or how to operate it. So they're looking from a different perspective. I think you're absolutely right. It's going to, you know, for tech people, it'll definitely, and right now those are probably the main people who are able to get this device. Those are the people kind of usher this in. And I look for some exciting videos. We'll talk about one really exciting one later. I'm looking forward to it. Glogging. It's interesting.
Has there been anything else that has surprised you with having this on your face?
Yeah, you know, I was in the kitchen a few hours ago, and I was thinking of a recipe or something, and all of, like automatically I just said, you know, okay, Glass, Google how to make so and so, and then the article just popped up. Like, I didn't really think about it. I knew it was on my face, but I didn't. It was natural, and that was kind of weird for me that I've had it on my face that long that I just naturally decided to do that, and I didn't have to go fumble for my phone and find it. The next thing I really want to try is the navigation, like when you're driving.
Yeah.
Now, you know, the critics who have not had this on their face, they can't talk because they don't have the perspective. But when you really think about it, having it pop up in front of your face about here is so much safer than your phone that's down here on the dash.
Right.
Or a built-in GPS where you have to look down at it to see where you're supposed to go. And it's great. Like, I got a demo on it, and it was just fantastic. So I'm excited about that because I think it'll just lead to safer driving. It's not in your way at all. I mean, it's not in your field of vision.
Right.
This thing is not, it's not blocking anything.
Right. And are you worried about sort of the social anxiety of walking out or on the street with that?
I think for me, I had social anxiety vlogging.
Right.
With the camera on on the street. So yeah, that's why I'm doing it slow, because I don't want to just, if I'm going down to the store down the street, I don't want to just have this on just to be a glass hole. You know, just say, hey, guys, look what I have. It's like,
yeah.
You know,
I've gotten that a lot. I mean, not to make this just a whole glass, you know, episode, but it seems like the option to take the glass off and set it down and continue on with your life.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like a lot of people who own glass and who are very excited about glass seem to do that a lot. They don't wear it all the time.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just not necessary. Now, at VidCon, where there's 13,000 people and we're inside a stadium and I need to stand out, will I have it on my face? Of course. Of course I will. Because that it just adds to my branding. So there, of course, that's probably where I'll wear it the longest and just carry a portable charger with me. But yeah, other than that, just regular walking down the street to go get something to eat. Unless I'm going somewhere with a purpose, mm-hmm. I see no need to really have this on 24/7.
Right. Right. It's almost like if you were one of the people who took your GPS out of your car, you know, and you left it in your house, you know, you can decide when to take that device with you.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's good.
So, anyway, it's a good article. It's an interesting article. You can go check that out.
Do you think you're going to do any glogging coming up soon?
Oh, yeah. There'll definitely be my videos. The reason why I got this, you know, it had nothing to do with the price. It had to do with I'm always trying to evolve my channel.
Right.
Little by little. And I just think this is going to add another dimension that I've been missing, where it'll force me to kind of get out.
Yeah.
You know, because I've been doing a little vlogging with my small camera and just kind of added into the videos like I did on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And I think adding this other dimension will just kind of complete the circle and just make me a kind of a more well-rounded YouTuber. So, maybe I could be a pioneer for some other people to get some good ideas.
Perfect.
For how to use that.
Well, I look forward to seeing those videos in the future.
Thank you.
Well, this episode of This Week in YouTube is brought to you by Ting. Ting is the no BS mobile phone service that you need to use. Ting is a reseller of the nationwide Sprint network. So you don't have to deal with a company that is difficult to work with. You just deal with Ting to get everything you need. There are no contracts. There are no bundling or ride-along services. You never have to pay overage charges or penalties. What this means is on Ting, when you sign up, you have multiple levels that you can choose. You're only going to use so many minutes this month. Go ahead and choose that level. Maybe only, you know, 200 megabytes of service. Great. Choose that level. Now, if you happen to go over, instead of paying penalties, instead of punishing you for using their service, all they do is bump you up to the next level and you'll pay what you would have paid as if that was your contract from the very beginning. Of course, there are no mysterious line items on your bill. And amazingly, you can have unlimited devices on a single plan. And it only costs $6 a month to add an extra device. Don't you wish that your family plan was truly unlimited with how many people you can add to your plan? It is probably the best way to manage your mobile phone subscription. So on top of that, they have excellent online support, a no-hold customer support. If you want to call in it at just 1-855-TING-FTW, that's Ting for the win. awesomeness. So please go head on over to Ting and check it out. Now, of course, to find out more information, go to actually TWIYT.ting.com, and you have lots and lots of information to browse around at your leisure whenever you want to check it out. So save money and better manage your mobile phone usage with Ting. Check out their savings calculator, because you can put in your billing information and you can find out how much you can actually save with Ting. This week in YouTube, viewers will also get an extra $25 off your first Ting device when you sign up, when you visit TWIYT.ting.com. So please head on over there. They have tons of phones, tons of devices, an absolutely awesome service. I've used them before, and I absolutely love Ting as a company, as a philosophy, as my mobile phone provider. So head on over to TWIYT.ting.com to check that out. And we really do thank Ting for supporting This Week in YouTube. Thank you, Ting.
All right, so before we get into like the real YouTube news, I see
there's a little link that has my name on it here.
Yeah, I did a little something for you that I saw on I reshared on Google Plus.
Okay.
In honor of Catter Day yesterday. You remember we did the video last week about the dog?
Yeah.
After 6 months. So someone did one of a cat.
Of a cat.
And yeah, how the cat responds to the owner.
Okay.
Yeah, look, there he is.
Cat sees an owner after 6 months.
Okay, somebody keeps moving it up.
Sorry, that's my fault. It's completely my fault. Okay, so he sees the cat, and the cat's there, and the cat is he's gearing up to go hug him.
Yeah, he's ready.
I think he's deciding. I'm sure the cat was tired. The cat had a long day. I'm pretty positive.
He hadn't seen his owner in 6 months.
The owner is really, he's a clingy owner. I think you can blame the owner.
Are you justifying for cats?
I'm pretty positive that the cat is not to blame in this situation. I mean, look at that guy. I mean, seriously.
Wow.
Okay. Yeah.
You are a cat fanboy.
You know what? What can you do? I own stock options in cat. Found out later
that was the thing.
The Caterpillar Corporation that makes.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I found that out later. Full disclosure. No, I'm kidding. I don't have any stock options.
So if anybody needs construction equipment, right. You're the man.
You could talk to me. Got some maybe some insider knowledge a little bit.
Interesting. All right. Next time I need a gravel pit.
You know, you are totally right, though. I mean, this is kind of how cats are.
This is how cats are. I've owned cats. I know.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. But they're so cute and fluffy. What are you going to do about it? You can't do anything about it.
Get a dog that's fluffy.
Right.
And he loves you.
Well, dogs slobber and they smell bad. Anyway.
Oh, boy.
So may not be that big of an issue for people who are watching This Week in YouTube, but Mashable has a great article on how to find new YouTube content. And I don't know about you, but I also use this article on how to get discovered on YouTube content. So it starts off pretty easy. Start with the big names. Go find someone who you've either heard of before or YouTube is promoting. Mm-hmm. And you can start on their channels to sort of get a feel of how the rest of the channels on YouTube are working out. So let's say you're in the mood to watch people play video games. You know, whatever. Head on over to PewDiePie or someone that has a name built for themselves, and then check out their sidebar, because not only are there channels that are suggested from YouTube's algorithm, but also channels that are suggested from the creator of that channel. And it's, I don't know if you remember this back in the day, but do you remember blog rolls?
Oh yeah.
That's what it reminds me of. Yeah. I was like, hey.
Get other recommended articles.
Yeah, again. Yeah. It's like,
we'll check this person out.
We're kind of the same site. Let's start a blog roll.
Now, I want to be devil's advocate here.
Okay.
For this, because there are some who are very against big names and showcasing those people only. I know, remember when Google Plus first came out and they had the recommended list, there was people up in arms because they weren't on the list, but these other people who are notable were. So you're always going to have those people who don't want to go check out the new people. But I think that's kind of, you have to start somewhere. But if you're just a person, you don't want to, you just do not want to go that route. I mean, they do have different type of genres of content. You can search for home improvement, fitness, sketch comedy, travel, beauty, cooking, whatever it is that you're interested in. And then you'll get a curated list. It could be trending. So it could be what YouTube just decided to put out there. But you have to, you know, start somewhere. Like, I think the genre is a lot better than the people. Because you tell me a PewDiePie, I don't know what the heck that means.
You don't
know. If I'm not on YouTube.
If you're not on YouTube, right.
Yeah.
So when you were talking about those lists, do you just search for that in the normal YouTube search bar?
No, you go right to YouTube.com and just on the left under, I believe it's under recommended. Let me pull it up real quick. It's on the left side. Even if you signed in, it's at the very bottom. You can... browse channels. That's where they kind of hidden some of that, and you can click browse channels.
Oh, there it is over there on the side. Oh, and I see.
And then at the top, once you click it,
look at that.
Best of YouTube and different topics, music, sports, news.
Oh, this is great. Mm-hmm. I actually didn't know about this.
And they have a section for the paid channels. Remember we talked about were kind of hidden.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then they feature certain brands.
Yeah.
So, I'm not subscribed to Justin Bieber. Let me do that real quick. Okay.
Oh, good.
All right. Woo. All right. That was. I'm not
on anime rap battles. I really should subscribe.
I don't know what you're waiting on.
I don't know. It's the salad fingers guy. Apparently not subscribed to that guy either. Man, I'm bad.
You are. Yeah, it looks like your list is a little different from mine, too.
Yeah.
So it looks like they curated a little bit.
Well, truly, I mean, it's funny because I didn't think about saying this before, but YouTube always has this featured sidebar. If you're logged, I think it's if you're logged in. Maybe if you're not logged in, it gives you. See, this is a lot of people. Apparently, I'm not subscribed to Farlands or Bust. Or Yogscast. Oh, these are the Yogscast people, like the extra. Yeah.
See, you must watch some enough gaming stuff where they curate a list for you.
But truly,
if you're not logged in, they do have a default list that's on the side.
Yeah.
And so a lot of people get subscribers because of that default list.
But this seems like
Jenna Marbles. I'll subscribe to her.
This seems like a great way to find people. I mean, YouTube's algorithm, as long as you just start using the service, as long as you start using YouTube, it will start to recommend those people on the sides. And yeah, to your point, these are going to most likely be the larger YouTubers. These are going to be people who have matched their algorithm and probably need enough views.
Mm-hmm.
So it kind of stinks. But you know what? The joy...
You got to start somewhere. Yeah.
You got to start somewhere. And truly, when you find someone who's kind of new, it's kind of like finding like an indie band and you feel all hipstery and all happy about it. And also, I would watch out for YouTubers who suggest other YouTubers. Watch their videos, mm-hmm. and if they suggest it. That's how I found most of the people who are smaller YouTubers that I subscribe to.
Yep. Yep. And another way is just to get social. Get on Twitter. Get on Google+, Facebook, and you'll start to see people recommend certain videos. So, oh, check this out. Just like what you were saying, you know, they'll recommend, they check out someone. They may be bigger than them, they may be smaller, but I tend to, you know, anybody I follow who says, oh, check out this new video, I'll at least click the link.
Do you mind if I usurp your tip today and add my own tip to the episode?
Yeah, I'll add that to the next story.
Okay.
Yes, no problem.
Well, because this Get Social there's a really interesting feature that YouTube allows. And so I may hold that until we do our tip of the episode that should really help with the social aspect of YouTube.
Cool.
We can get to that. Anything else on this story that you found interesting?
The main part was just like looking at the big channels and kind of working your way down, which is unfortunately how it has to work. But I think your point was on, you just pretty much have to start interacting and start watching on YouTube. Right. And YouTube will start curating. And maybe someone like me, who's not as big as someone with a million subscribers, will pop up. Right. Maybe if they're looking on Minecraft and other stuff, you'll pop up if you got yourself tagged and everything is right. So there's an opportunity for us to really be seen. And then... you know, maybe they'll subscribe to us, which is the segue.
So, this is I agree. Okay. Here, I'll go ahead and take it. TubeFilter has this article that subscribe is the new like, on how YouTube is becoming more like Facebook, where if you like someone on Facebook, like a brand or a celebrity, you subscribe to their feed so that you will get that in your Facebook river of information.
Sure.
And I have to say, I completely agree. I mean,
yeah, I do too.
It seems when YouTube started as a much smaller community, so and maybe you could really go back to someone's channel and watch. Subscribing was more of a way to make sure you got the content and you didn't miss anything. And nowadays, with the kind of screwed up subscription box, it's more of a nudge kind of to be like, hey, I really like what you do. Thanks so much. And then on top of that, I'm going to get your content in my information feed on the front of the website.
Yeah. Because this is really what YouTube has been pushing. And I've been talking to some friends of mine. It's like, oh, no, it's not. Subscriptions aren't as important. It's like, you're wrong.
Yeah.
YouTube has. That's why when you looked at those recommended channels, Chad, and that YouTube.com, you saw, what word did you see?
Subscribe.
You saw subscribe. You didn't see how many numbers they had. You didn't see, check out their channel. It was subscribe, then you could check it out later.
There wasn't a thumbs up button.
Exactly.
Right.
It's about clicking that button and getting and building yourself a feed. And that's what the second part of this is talking about. It's like, get this feed together so when you go on YouTube, they want you to always have something to watch. Why? They want you to stay there. And that's one of the reasons they don't have you default to your subscription box, which is irritating for you and I because our stuff gets pushed down, but they take people to what to watch. Because let's say they only subscribe to two people. They subscribe to you and I. We haven't done videos in a couple of days, so there's nothing in their box.
Right.
They'll leave YouTube. So they put them in what to watch so that if you like something or if I like something, they could put it in that box. They can put recommended. Endless supply of videos can go in a box.
Right.
I'm not justifying it because I don't like that, but I see why they're doing it.
Right.
You know, they want people to stay longer on YouTube.
Right. Right. That makes sense. Now, how do you feel? How do you feel about? It definitely feels like asking for the subscription is a little bit self-serving. You have any thoughts on that? Like, do you like asking for people to subscribe, that sort of thing? It's almost like asking for Facebook, like, hey, like my Facebook stuff.
Yeah, I don't think so. Like Austin, who was here a couple weeks ago, I talked to him about this one-on-one. His attitude was, you know, hey, if you enjoy this, you put it back on the viewer. If you enjoy this content and you want to see more of it to benefit you, then what you can do is subscribe because, you know, many people may like his review series and they want to know about the new Nexus 7 that just came out. That benefits me. So you have to put it where it's like, hey, it what's in it for me as the viewer versus in what's in it for you because you're trying to inflate your numbers. I would never say, hey, subscribe so I can be big.
Right.
On YouTube.
Subscribe so I can be famous, folks.
And subscribe so you can get more of my content and maybe something to be interesting to you.
Yeah.
So it just depends on how you word it.
There's also little bit of you need to train – you know, people who are new to the site, because YouTube really isn't doing that great of a job. You almost need to say, hey, you know, by the way, you can create an account and then have these episodes delivered to your inbox via email if you click the subscribe button and you make an account. And because YouTube doesn't have any tutorial on that. So sometimes just nudging, you know, once you hear it like six or seven times, you go, oh, why are they pimping this subscribe? Like, why is this so important?
I've learned over my years, it's important if you're going to do that and you consistently make videos, maybe every two or three videos that you kind of go into anything longer than, and make sure you click subscribe to get more, like because that explanation every single time for your own audience is going to irritate them.
Right.
And because they're already subscribed to them. They're like, who are you talking to? I'm already subscribed.
Right.
So, you know, every few episodes, I would say, you know, throw that little bit longer line in. I think that's a good idea. Another, and I have the channel trailer, and that's it mentions that's similar to Facebook's like gateways on the Facebook fan pages. That makes sense. I haven't done a true channel trailer yet, but that's a good way to get people in, similar to Facebook. But what the biggest one to me is number four, true identity. Now, Facebook, obviously, wants you to use your real contact information. They're really strict on that. How does YouTube do that? What's that social network they're trying to build?
You know, I think it was the minus Google plus
Bing minus.
Yeah, something.
Yeah.
I don't know. Was
it Google? Was Google Plus? That's
I forgot about. Yeah. Yes.
And dude, what's going to happen is they're going to merge. It's already happening, but it's. We're maybe a year out where they're going to completely merge Google Plus and YouTube. So subscribing and circling and all that is one and the same. You just get one large feed, and then you're forced to, you know, the true identity, and then they get benefit from that, yeah, obviously, for advertising. But yeah, I think it's so much similar to that. They want to be the ID system of the internet, and can you blame them?
Yeah, I just don't. I like OMG Chad. No one can find Chad Johnson.
Well, you can still use your.
Yes.
Yeah, your
user. I'm worried though that they're because I've always kind of pushed down that you have a nickname feature on Google Plus,
right?
Where I could add my nickname OMG Chad.
Yeah,
but it's not really. It's almost like they're like, oh yeah, we got this feature for you, but it's really not surfaced and it's not integrated well. Of course, my real name shows up for everything. For branding purposes, I really just dislike it. And maybe that's what I need to do, is make a page that's a brand that's not me.
You do. Know. Yeah. And that way you can keep that. And that's what they've been encouraging, actually, is to people to make pages. And then as a number five is like Facebook does, you can then have page admins. So if you're a big YouTuber, you can have other people manage your page.
The parallels
are uncanny.
Yes.
To Facebook.
Yes.
But YouTube and Google have always wanted to be Facebook.
Yes. And so if you don't understand with page admins is, if you create a page, it cannot be your user account. You create an extra page. You can add managers to that page by inviting their Google Plus account email. And you can also link that page to YouTube. So a page on Google Plus is practically the same account or overarching umbrella account for a YouTube channel. And then when those people log in with their normal Google accounts, they will have a drop down when you click switch account to just log into that other account as that account. Without entering any passwords, without anything, because they're a manager. And truly that feature is awesome sauce. I mean, it is great.
It's nice to have.
We do that with other Twitch shows, and me being able to just show up on YouTube, logged into my own personal account and switch over is truly mind-blowing and golden. It's really awesome.
Yep. So do you think subscribe is the new like?
I agree. I have to say, I think subscribe is the new like. I'm still worried about that edge of self-promotion when you ask for a subscribe, because like will always be like, and we can try to make the words subscribe mean like, and I feel like when we're integrated into the system, when me and you are integrated into YouTube, we understand that it is. I am worried that for an outside observer that it still looks like self-promotion. But in this context, absolutely.
And maybe we're getting to a point where maybe it doesn't matter that it's self-promotion. We're all independent. Maybe people are just going to get used to it.
Yeah.
That we're promoting. Because I got to tell you, people tend to root for the underdog. I did a brand for my first brand deal in quite a while on my channel last week. And the audience was super supportive. They're like, finally, Lamar, you got a sponsor for one of your like they were thrilled, and that's kind of uncanny. So you know they're if people like you, they get behind you because they say, hey, if you get the sponsor, it means that you can do better things for your channel. You know, I was able to get the glass and other things. So it's I think maybe that's self promotion or just branding yourself and putting yourself out there. It's probably just the way it's going to be going forward.
Yeah.
I don't think it's a necessarily bad thing unless. You just kind of whoring yourself out for no reason.
Yeah, you're definitely being honest with your audience.
Yeah. Well,
This episode of This Week in YouTube is brought to you by ProXBN the second.
That's so honest.
Yeah, very, very honest. Well, let me be truly honest. ProXBN, what it does is it is a virtual private network that tunnels your information that you use on the internet from your computer to one of their secure servers so that your internet service provider, anyone looking on a shared Wi-Fi, say you're on your mobile phone and you're worried that maybe Verizon is even worried about what you're doing on the internet. It keeps you safe from all of those prying eyes and truly creates a secure tunnel from one point to the other. All I want is like this secure armored pipe that no one can get into, and that is what ProXBN does. It's super simple to set up. I have it set up on my Macintosh, and it's just an easy little button that I click and toggle on, and everything is secure. Of course, it works with any online application, including your web browser, email, file sharing, instant messaging programs, stuff like that. ProXBN keeps everything you do online hidden. So when I'm talking about people spying on what you're doing, this helps keep your personal information safe, especially from your ISP's like Six Strike laws or CISPA and PIPA. I mean, all of those weird, creepy bills that are being passed are facepalm worthy. I just don't want them. And with ProXBN, you know, I'm just relieved that this is the product to use. Complete online privacy through a 512-bit internet encryption. Works via OpenVPN or PPTP, so you get to choose. Really, really great stuff. So head on over to proxbn.com/twit for more information on signing up. ProXBN premium members normally pay $9.95 a month or $74.95 for an entire year, but we have a special offer for you, so use the offer code TWIYT and you will receive 20% off the lifetime of your account. That is less than $5 a month if you choose the yearly plan. And of course, if you're not satisfied, you can cancel within 7 days for a full refund, but I don't think you will. So head on over to proxbn.com/twit and sign up with the offer code TWIYT. And we thank ProXBN so much for the support of this show and the Twit Network, and truly go out there and get your internet secure with ProXBN. It is an amazing tool. So thank you, ProXBN.
Sorry, I'm being a glasshole right now. Just go ahead and finish.
What are you looking at?
I was looking at pictures.
We just can't have a conversation here. You're just looking at your glass.
Fine.
Oh, man.
Fine.
Sure.
All right.
Let's get into the viral videos of the week. And you, Mr. Glasshole, what do you think about this next video?
Well, I will say they just age restricted it on YouTube. So if you're if you're younger than me, do not watch this next segment.
I think we show the start of this.
Yeah,
it stills throughout.
It's a parody, so nothing is actually happening. But yeah, someone definitely had to make the first ever Google Glass porn, which I watched to the end and was almost in tears laughing about how disturbing. This was inevitable. I knew this was going to happen.
Right. So it starts off where they are in a hotel lobby, office lobby, and the lady shares her glass with him, and then they're doing stuff like turning on, profanity? Now turning on x-ray vision? Is this really, can you tell me, is this how Google Glass works?
Absolutely not. I wish.
There she is without... Yeah,
these are actual porn stars too that are doing.
Oh, they are.
I believe that these are like the real people. Yeah, I think that's what got it popular.
That is ridiculous. And then of course,
not that I know.
Well, yeah, I mean they did here. Let's go ahead and just pause. Weird frame.
That's fine.
Okay, yeah, I just can't. Yeah. Anyway, it goes on from there.
What's interesting about it is like as you know, as they're doing what they're doing, you know, they're like syncing with each other.
Yeah, there's like other technology sort of things going on, like pairing Bluetooth and sharing contact information.
they start looking at you know, they say certain words and Google is searching up the different terms while they're doing it. Like, yeah, we probably shouldn't show the whole thing, but yeah. I highly recommend you to, if you're in the glass, and watch
it's
the
funny. Really disturbing. It's funny. It is funny that they actually hired people of that industry to.
I'm almost positive that's what it is. Yeah, it was funny.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
So yeah,
do you think this is where glass is going? By the way,
absolutely.
3 million views, so definitely going viral.
Yeah. No, I 100% believe that there will be apps and there will be use cases for this, which will make Google very uncomfortable. But that's just that. You know, the porn industry tends to set the tone in technology.
Yeah.
They did it for what was it, Betamax and VHS.
Yeah.
They did it for HD DVD and Blu-ray.
Yeah.
And they will set the tone.
They did it with the internet.
Yeah, they will set the tone for how these technologies are used. And there's nothing Google's really going to be able to do about it. just understand that it's a small percentage.
Weird MI says, Playboy funded the moon landing. So, you know, basically all...
They should have had a bunny rabbit up there on the flag.
But then, basically, you know. Basically.
Yeah.
So go ahead and introduce this next video.
Yeah, okay, so, and there's a little profanity in here, but it's nothing like a horrible. But yeah, this is a YouTuber named Birdie Burgess, a UKer. Actually, the guy, he was in Harry Potter. Like, he was what's his name's kid at the end? The guy who was, I don't know Harry Potter. The bad guy that was blonde.
He was Lucius Malfoy?
He was his son at the very, very end.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah. So, this video he did, it was, you know, very artsy, but it was really talking about hate comments on YouTube, how to deal with it. We probably could listen to a little bit of it.
I almost jumped off the roof in GTA, but I didn't because I hadn't saved for a while. The hate comments were circling my mind constantly. I knew there was only one thing I could do, pick up a gun and shoot innocent civilians in GTA.
It's a very GTA-focused video.
Jesus Christ.
Oh.
I'd almost had enough. Oops. But then I realized, I'm far better as a person than anyone who takes their time out to make someone feel bad. So the kinds of people that make these kinds of comments deserve our attention. They don't deserve anyone's attention. Ever.
So I wanted to ask you, like I want to just have a quick discussion about this, because it was a very powerful video. And
yeah.
The kid, he just turned 16. He's actually kind of a genius when it comes to these videos. What do you think about having to deal with hate comments? I don't know how many you get. I definitely get my share, whether it's racist or whether it's just hating on a product that I have. Like, I got plenty of hate because of this, because, you know, people are like, why would you spend that money, you idiots? Like,
yeah.
Last I checked, it was my money.
Yeah.
Why are you worrying about it?
Yeah.
But I'm curious.
There's a few things is when I was, you know, this might get a little personal, but when I was growing up, I got bullied a lot. And I learned that ignoring people really does work when it comes to bullying, because they don't get anything out of it and they move on. And so, in fact, in my videos, I don't think I've ever mentioned hate comments ever. And this actually might be the first time that I've ever had a public conversation about hate comments other than, oh yeah, they're really bad. Because if you give them power, that's the power that they receive. So hate comments will only affect you as much as you decide for them to affect you.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you are up and coming, and you probably, even a video with 300 views can get a few hate comments.
Of course.
Absolutely. Yeah. And truly, mm-hmm. I've also hung out briefly in the circles of people who enjoyed finding those types of people to get reactions out of them. So it's,
let me ask you real quick about react, because that's the perfect time. So reactions vary from defending yourself, but what do those people feel when they get blocked? Is that a reaction that they enjoy as well? It's like, yeah, I got to him, so he blocked me. Is that
sure?
Okay.
I mean, there is...
I always wondered about that, because I've done the blocking thing, because to me, I don't have time for it. I don't need to subject my audience to it. But in a sense, that kind of feeds the hater.
It depends.
Doesn't it?
It depends, because if there's been an interaction, and then it ends with a block, perhaps there's joy there. But if you block them immediately, you just don't even interact. There's probably a lot less. I mean, the thing is the reaction that what a hater is going for is for you to react. It's very weird because unfortunately there are so many haters that you can't really put a pin in any single one. But in general, what I have found is normally they're actually either people who are fans who really want attention and can't figure out how to get your attention.
Oh, that is so true.
Right. Right.
Yes. I got a good example about that when you
Yeah. Done. Or they are a different type of attention seeker. Or it's a game to get a reaction from someone. Is they seek out someone who will interact with them back, and you can get the lulls from having them try to defend themselves and freak out and, oh my gosh, look at all this crazy stuff that I'm mm-hmm. causing to have happen because I said these stupid things. Like, come on. Like I know that this isn't real, but I know that that's going to push their buttons just in the right way so that they're going to react and say something hilarious.
And you know, it's just no different. I had a YouTube example about that a couple years ago where I just decided to confront someone and the messages, because I was like, why did he go there with his message? I was more curious, and it turned out he was like, oh my god, I'm so sorry, I just wanted someone to notice me, and then he became like my fiercest protector.
Yeah.
So if anybody said anything about me, he would, from then on out, it was hilarious. But I learned this when I was teaching. This was, you think it wouldn't connect, but it really does. I remember I had this one student. This one particular in fourth grade who was just very, very obnoxious. And, you know, I was a young teacher, and I would, you know, constantly tell him to be quiet or do this. And what started to happen is that the good kids were not getting the attention that they should have been getting from me. So what did they start doing? Well, right. They started acting up so they can get the attention, because they knew that worked to get my attention. So once I realized that, I flipped the script. You know, I just, whenever he started acting up, I'll go to, you know, Johnny or someone over there and say, oh, Johnny, you're sitting so good. You're doing so nice. Good job. And just go around, and it completely pissed him off.
Right.
So that to get attention, he sat up and was really nice. And then eventually I would commend him. That's all he wanted. He just wanted somebody to. So YouTube is no different. You know, you're right. You could either ignore. I just choose not to get into the debate. Even when it comes down to the tech community, you know, slamming or cursing y'all because you bought something that they couldn't get, or you endorse if you endorse Apple or whatever. I'm at the age, I just don't have time for it. So I would just either ignore you, or if you just really too out of hand, you're gone.
Yeah.
Out of my community, because I just don't have to deal with it.
And always remember that the people who are commenting, most people who comment on videos probably don't want to hear this, but people who are commenting on a video are a very, very small vocal subsection of your entire viewers. Because one or two person comment and say something, that does not mean that the majority of people think that or agree with that, especially when it comes to negative comments. Negative comments hurt a creator because of how personal a negative comment is. But truly, so don't worry about that. Second part is pretty much this XKCD comic, which some people linked in the chat room said it perfectly, is like, there is always going to be people who never agree with anything and who are always, always, always not going to see your point of view or the point of view that you would hope that they would see. And everyone has to deal with this, and you can see it happened in commercial industries where it's like, this thing right here is the most amazing thing I've ever listened to. And then you'll go and there will be someone who hates it. And you're just like, I don't understand. Like, how could anyone ever hate, you know, blank? Like, how could anyone ever hate Bambi? Like, seriously, like, it's a great movie. I don't know. And there's people out there that will not be able to deal with it because of some preconceived notion. So don't worry about the small things.
Don't sweat the small stuff. And cool. You did a great job with that one.
Thanks.
You talk from the heart there.
Yeah.
I've just been battle worn with it. And I just, at this point, I can't let it affect me anymore.
Yeah.
Because it did. And it's like, you don't get past, you know, whether it's like, you know, you're supposed to only do this type of video. It's like, since when, you know, in my mind, and it's like, since when are you my boss? But see, then I still give in to them.
Yeah.
When I even do that, because I'm giving them attention, even in my mind, to even pay attention to that comment.
Yeah.
You know, I know I can do what I want. Yeah, no one can stop me. Yeah. So, I'm
that guy's not an expert on anything. So,
no, he doesn't know anything.
Move on. Okay, so we've come to the the tip, the spotlight that we want to spotlight a feature of YouTube.
All right, what are you going
to
spotlight?
So we were talking about social earlier, and how to bring social into your network, and this is a great suggestion for people who really want to bring Twitter integration in. So this is what I did on my site, on my YouTube channel, is you go to YouTube, you hit your little name over in the corner, and you hit settings. Once on the settings page, there is a connected accounts option over in the corner. Click that. Maybe just showed my email, but don't worry. And then you can connect Facebook or Twitter. Now, this may not seem like that big of a deal. You may think, why the hell would I ever want to connect Twitter to my YouTube account? But what happens is once you have connected Twitter to your YouTube account, anytime anyone likes a video and they also have their Twitter account connected and they have their settings configured this way, whenever they like a video, it will actually tweet that they like the video, and it will add your username to the tweet. So I think that I have a few in my Twitter stream. So if I head on over to Twitter and see my connected stuff, let's just search for like.
This is such a good tip because I learned this about a year ago.
Right. Right.
And it's amazing.
So I'm just kind of loading in some tweets to find it here. So like. I liked a YouTube video from so-and-so. Oh, this was actually, my name was in the name of the video. But this one, I liked YouTube video from @OMGChad. OMG plays Feed the Beast Minecraft episode 9, mm-hmm. Get Out of Here Spider. And if you had not linked your Twitter account, your username would not show up here as a clickable link so people could click through and follow you on Twitter. And then, of course, you can also set up Twitter to do things like auto-post which videos you've uploaded. I have that turned off just because I kind of dislike the auto-generated
same here.
Stuff. But if that works for you, absolutely go for it. You know, no hard feelings. But yeah, you know, you can see, and then it's also funny because sometimes you can see people who you can tell who have gone through, like this guy, Caleb, who liked 3 of my videos all in a row right here. So thanks to you, Caleb. But really, yeah. I think it's a really good feature for you to kind of get a social edge on your channel.
Good stuff.
Cool.
Thank you.
So all that right. is the tip for the episode, and that is just about it for this episode of This Week in YouTube. Of course, remember, you can always send feedback to the email that is in the show notes, or you can leave us a video response. Just head on over to our YouTube channel at youtube.com/TWIYT and leave a video response to the latest video, and we will see it there. But what have you been up to this last week, Lamar, on your channel? Your YouTube channel.
What have
channel?
I done? Yeah.
Wait, so, do you make YouTube videos?
I do.
Oh, okay.
I do this thing
what?
On YouTube.
Oh, man.
Yeah, so
I just hired you for the glass.
My latest video was, again, it's called I'm a Glass Hole. And we saw it at the beginning. It was just me showcasing this and had some cool music. Very different from any video I've done. Which leads me to what I wanted to mention. I definitely want to start slowing down the output of videos because I was like pushing 5 videos a week, and not that that's bad in itself, but you know, you don't really give the videos a chance to breathe and grow on their own, and it could be like a good video. And the second thing is I want to take an extra day or two to add some more elements into the video. Like this one, I could have uploaded on Friday. But I decided to like work on it during the night, and I came up with different ideas and how to clip it and the music to use. And so I want to take time to do a little bit more of that. And because I did that, you know, and again, I thought it out. I said, okay, let me make sure Sassy Bob's in the thumbnail and she's with me. I mean, I've never had this many likes on a video in that short amount of time. And it's getting really good traction. So I really just want to take more time to do better videos than less time and do good videos.
Mm-hmm.
I think it'll work better for me. Not to say I'm gonna do a once a week thing, but it'll, you know, just take a little bit more time to think about what I want to do and how can it be shareable and why would the person want to share it?
Right.
Like, what is it doing for them? You have to really tap into the emotions of people. Like, why should I watch this all the way to the end? Why should I share this? And once I tap into that and figure that out, the video is a winner.
Perfect. Perfect.
What about you? What did you do?
Well, if you actually go to my channel and you look at the last uploaded video.
I'm going right now.
Uh-oh. Uploaded a week ago.
What?
So, yeah. So, with the taking vacation time, I've been having a lot of difficulty getting my ducks in a row. But, of course, I do a lot of other stuff. So, I would suggest going and checking out my Chromecast unboxing video that I did.
What did you do there?
Lamar. I was poking you on Twitter. This was for Twit and
oh, I was looking on your channel for it and I didn't see it. Okay.
Right. So I do a lot for Twit. So there's been a few other, you know, it's always difficult because Twit is YouTube is such a vital part of the you know YouTube of the publishing bloodstream here that I do other stuff on other channels, so this is
actually did an unboxing.
The reason I'm poking Lamar is because you tweeted like if anyone does an unboxing for this $35 TV dongle, I will hunt you down and kill you.
it just seems ridiculous to do it, but I've seen some. The reason why I backtracked on that is because a lot of people have not only unboxed it, but set it up.
In
the same video.
So the redeeming factor is we went ahead and set it up and showed how to install it and then went through features of the device, which there were stuff I didn't even know about. Like, I did not know that, broadcast a tab, a Chrome tab, and it happens to be on a YouTube page, it'll actually, instead of sending the entire YouTube page, it'll actually be like, oh, you're probably going to play the video, so I'm going to grab the video and only do that and cast it from the Chromecast like it should do. Mm-hmm. So it seems like much more intelligent than I originally anticipated. It works great across the Android and iPad or Android and iOS.
I've been enjoying it on both. Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, that is probably, and that's been getting some pretty good traction for a YouTube video done by Twit. So I would suggest checking that out because that's what I've been doing. Unfortunately, it doesn't look like I'm going to be camping this next week. So I'll try to maybe do a camping vlog and then upload it next weekend.
What you should do, this is what I recommend.
Okay.
This is for maximum YouTube exposure. Just provoke a bear and have your camera on your back. Have your camera on your back so while you're running, you get to see that perspective.
Okay, I want to tap into maybe a different market. Could I tap into like the food market somehow? Like
food, if you get eaten. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think this will help with discoverability a lot.
Absolutely. Yeah. Bear chases down red haired guy.
Does it have to be a real bear or can I dress my brother up as a bear?
Or you can go to certain communities and get another kind of bear.
I don't know if that's appropriate. A red haired guy getting eaten by a bear be quite appropriate for. But it's a great idea, Lamar. I'll keep it in mind.
Keep it in mind.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very, very good.
But not the guy. Don't do the guy.
Oh, okay. 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 Good. That one's out. Thank you so much for watching this episode of This Week in YouTube. Of course, you can always get on-demand versions of our show at twit.tv/YT. There you can subscribe to all the versions that we make. We make audio versions available, video versions available, and there's even links, of course, to subscribe on YouTube as this is a YouTube show. So go on over there and check that out. If you would like to catch us live. Of course, we record every Monday. Normally, this is a Sunday that we're recording this, but every Monday at 5 p.m. Pacific time, 8 p.m. Eastern. So if you want to catch us live, it's awesome to have you in the chat room and for you to chat with us while we are doing the show. Thank you so much for watching this episode of This Week in YouTube. We will see you guys next week. Bye.
Okay, class. Goodbye.